they don't give a darn. They're not going to spend money on Uncle John, who died 200 years ago. They don't give a damn about it. In fact, they don't know anything about it. So there you go again.
Does the funeral industry have a code of ethics?
Yeah. They have codes of ethics set up among themselves, but I would say this. Some funeral directors may abide by them, some don't. Because, yet again, dollars and cents.
So there's no strict governing body, no regular?
No, you have several bodies. Order of the Golden Rule, National Selected Morticians, different organizations among the funeral industry. But I'd say that any of them would break the rules if necessary.
So, I guess
they're not as strong as we'd say the American Medical Association or some. You know, even the strong American Medical Association, they're the ethical as they're supposed to be. They're always fighting to make for the doctor's interest so he can make another buck. You don't let anything, federal laws, anything else they want to ever pass bills to try to regulate and so forth, they're the first ones to raise the devil back. The first ones to raise up
back.
The federal industry is the same. They all want everything ethical and above board until it hits them. Until it pertains directly to them or hits their pocket. They're ready to save the other people. So we'll find that all near in life. Things are going to be that way. Everything's fine. That's just like law enforcement. John wants Bill's son put in jail if he runs up the street speeding. If Bill's son runs up the street speeding, they pick him up. Well, let him go, so on and so forth. That's my son. But he wants the other man punished, but no. Don't let it come home. And you know what? Our ways of thinking in life, the way our nation is and our country is today, if we all don't start thinking along the straight lines of being, having a more way of conservative thinking, to help ourselves and all work together instead of this just for each individual. That's one reason our nation is such a mess today.
You think you could attribute that to a kind of permissiveness?
Permissiveness, that's true. Well, in our government, if they want to pass a law or something happens that has created turmoil within our government or something else, or the people don't like them, Congressman also, he's sure to be re-elected. He'll go along with something through the law there. Go along with what the people think as a whole, regardless of how detrimental it may be to them. And we can't have that. We can't continue to have it. Well, there's Congress this year, they passed laws to raise their salaries. And what happened? Every congressman got a big raise. He's looking at his interest. So if they are there for self-interest, how can they have an interest of people really and truly hard, or the interest of the nation really and truly hard? The last time that our nation ever pulled together and cooperated together, really and truly for self-interest, so to help the nation whole was here in World War II. Yeah. After that, everything had been on an individual basis. World War II, they all pulled together, worked together. You didn't hear any dissension among different groups, so on and so forth, about it. We everybody fought together and pulled together. But then the Korean War and the war in Vietnam, there was nothing but turmoil there among us, within ourselves.
What do you suppose that this apathy or disinterestedness could be attributed to? Is it a breakdown in